Unit 6, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear.
Hi, Louisa.
Hi, Rex. Nice to see you at the meeting.
Louisa, could you tell me how we can decide whether we are attending a good meeting or a bad one?
Generally speaking, good meetings have carefully planned agenda. First, define the audience, and then tailor the program content to its needs. Make sure that you invite good keynote speakers and set enough time for discussion, socializing, and visit if applicable, etc.
What is the purpose of a meeting? Do meetings take the same form?
Meetings can be either formal or informal. Formal meetings tend to be more structured, more organized, and keeping more accurate records. However, whether formal or informal, the purpose of a meeting is either to distribute information or to make a decision.
So we have either an information meeting or a decision-making meeting?
Yeah, an information meeting is held simply to share information.
And a decision-making meeting?
A decision meeting is held to determine a course of action. Typically, these meetings analyze or evaluate a situation and then make some kind of recommendation.
2. Text. How to arrange and run a conference. To start with, realistically, it will take about a year from conception to welcoming delegates at your conference, and advanced planning is the key to a hassle-free meeting. If possible, have someone on whom you can rely to assist, but do not delegate widely to too many people, as it is important, as an organizer, to be fully aware of all that is going on. The key players of a successful conference are the delegates, so define the audience and then tailor the program content to its needs. If possible, canvas the potential audience for topic suggestions, and after drawing up a draft program, try to consult widely before it is finalized. Consider how many hours of accredited education will be derived from the conference. There is no point in having a 2-hour meeting if delegates are expected to travel 400 miles to attend. When deciding upon the timing of the program, allow time for registration, and if relevant, set a starting time that is convenient for people traveling long distances. Lastly, is some time for socializing desirable? Example, for a 6 to 8 hour meeting, weigh up the pros and cons of having this all in one day or split over 2 half days with time for a conference dinner in the evening. Where and when? At the same time as working out the program timings, the date and venue should be chosen. These are often interdependent, and when choosing the date, take into account the timing of relevant events which may clash. Also consider school holiday dates. When choosing a venue, check the accessibility for travelers, that is, train and plane access, availability of parking for those driving. Visit the venue personally. Consider the size of the lecture room and whether it is big enough for the anticipated number of delegates. Potential to have breakout rooms for small group discussions, space for the tea or coffee, and trade stands if using sponsors. Who? Having fixed the date and program, the next stage is to choose the speakers, inviting them with as much notice as possible. Ask only those people that you know speak well. Do not try and speak yourself, as well as organizing the meeting. Costs. Decide on the delegate fee before advertising the meeting. Total the realistic costs, that is, hire a venue, accommodation, speakers' fees, and travel costs. Consider then the need for sponsorship. Guesstimate the expected number of delegates. Some simple arithmetic will then allow you to work out what delegate fee is required to break even. If accommodation is being provided, delegates may wish to bring partners. These should pay the full cost of accommodation and subsistence and should not be seen to be benefiting at all from any subsidy. Publicity. Give plenty of advance notice of the date and venue by an early mail shot. This allows people, if interested, to put the date into their diaries. In that mail shot, have a designated contact person and telephone number to take inquiries. If possible, use other agencies who have their own regular mailing to advertise the meeting. Given enough time, word of mouth will then continue to promote it. At the same time, as the mail shot, write to all the speakers confirming their particular topic, the date, the audiovisual aids which will be available, and checking with them their accommodation requirements. Ask if they wish to provide a written precis of their presentation for distribution to delegates at the meeting. Taking bookings. It is necessary to have a bank account for debit or credit transactions, and it is mandatory to keep accurate records. Send out programs and application forms to all those requesting them. Within the application form, have a cancellation clause to ensure you do not bear the cost of late cancellations, a higher late booking fee, to encourage applications to be in by about 6 weeks prior to the date of the conference, a day delegate fee for those who live locally or wish to arrange their own accommodation, and, if applicable, a rate for accompanying partner. Also ask about dietary preferences. When applications are received, they should be acknowledged in writing, confirming the time of registration. If accommodation is being organized for the conference, ask delegates to organize any additional accommodation directly with the hotel and provide them with the hotel details. Do not end up being a travel agent. Hotel arrangements. Shortly after the late registration date, approximately 4 to 5 weeks before the conference, confirm the provisional numbers with the hotel. Contact the hotel about 2 weeks prior to the meeting to confirm final numbers, decide on menus, and finalize the arrangements. If delegates are staying overnight with a dinner in the evening, consider having a pre-dinner drinks reception as an icebreaker, and arrange with the hotel how best to have this organized. A week before the meeting, provide the hotel with a complete list of delegates and speakers for allocation of accommodation. Prior to start of meeting, prepare delegate packs to include a name badge, delegate list, program, pad of paper, speaker's notes, pen, and dinner invitation if applicable. Prepare appraisal sheets for all delegates to complete at the end of the meeting. At the meeting, arrive well in advance of the start of registration to sort out any last-minute hitches. Take time to check that the audiovisual equipment is working. If possible, have access to a spare projector and lay out the delegate packs, name badges for easy allocation to individuals on arrival. As delegates arrive, each should be given a conference pack. Greet the speaker and the chairperson as they arrive, and then leave the chairperson for the first session to actually chair the meeting, so that you can continue at the registration desk dealing with late arrivals, welcoming the next speaker, asking the cleaners next door to switch off the vacuum cleaner, etc. Meeting housekeeping. There are always small announcements to be made to the delegates, and this can be delegated to the chairperson. It is important, even although it is in the program in the delegate pack, to announce the time of dinner, the pre-dinner drink, etc., and where exactly they will be held. Remind delegates that they are responsible for their hotel extras, such as phone bill, newspapers, etc., and also detail the checking out procedure for the hotel. If delegates are expected to check out of their rooms prior to the end of the meeting, make sure that there are facilities for them to store luggage. It is amazing how many people can spend a whole weekend at a meeting and still not have signed the relevant forms. As the show goes on, hopefully, by now, the meeting will be running smoothly and your immaculate preparation and planning will mean that you can now sit back and enjoy both the meeting and the social function. Obviously, as an organizer, it is important to be present at any social elements, tea or coffee breaks, dinner, acting very much as host or hostess, and receiving or responding to feedback from the delegates. Immediately after the meeting, thank speakers as they finish their presentations and also thank the chairperson individually. At the conclusion of the meeting, thank the delegates for attending and wish them a safe journey home. Settle the bill with the hotel and thank them for their services. Thank any representatives present, encouraging them politely to pay up promptly. After the meeting, write formally to all speakers and chairpersons, thanking them for their contribution and enclosing at the same time their fee and expense payments. Formally acknowledge all sponsorship and have a list of the delegates who attended for the files of the sponsors. Once all the payments have been made and received, prepare a financial statement for the meeting and keep this with your records. Finally, consider whether you wish to repeat the exercise, and if so, how soon.
New words.
Conception.
Delegate.
Hassle.
Tailor.
Canvas.
Potential.
Accredited.
Registration.
Relevant.
Venue.
Interdependent.
Anticipate.
Accommodation.
Sponsorship.
Guesstimate.
Arithmetic.
Subsistence.
Subsidy.
Mail shot.
Transaction.
Mandatory.
Accurate.
Cancellation.
Additional.
Reception.
Icebreaker.
Badge.
Individual.
Session. Procedure.
Luggage.
Smoothly.
Immaculate.
Promptly.
6. Practice. Listening.
A welcome speech. Listen to the welcome speech and complete the following table. A welcome speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all here for the 4th annual meeting of our sales agents in Asia. I know you are all busy, so I especially appreciate your taking time to take part in this meeting today. There are 16 participants here. First, Mr. Carl Allen, our sales manager, will make a few remarks. He will speak about the sales promotion for the coming year and the problems that some of us have had in the past year. After Mr. Allen's remarks, the meeting will be open for discussion from the rest of you. We hope that you will all take an active part in this meeting and air your views frankly. After the meeting, we will all go to the Rose Room of this hotel for dinner. Now, shall we begin the meeting?
Part 2. Language in Use. 1. Dialogue. A business telephone call. Telephone calls are really important for business if one wants to make an appointment. With the help of the telephone, we can solve a lot of problems and save a lot of time. The following is a business telephone conversation. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
Hello.
I have Nick Delwin on the line for Greg. Do you want to take the call?
Yeah, okay, thanks. Hi, Nick. Helen here.
Hello, Helen. I was hoping to speak to Greg Anderson.
Sorry, Greg's away on business. Can I help?
Yes, Helen, I think you probably can. I'm afraid I've got some rather bad news. It's the trip over for Electronica.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm afraid we've had a bit of an internal reorganization here, and we'll be sending a much smaller team.
Well, does this mean you won't be needing the same sized booth then?
I'm afraid so. There'll just be Diane and myself. We won't be able to handle such a large stand.
So, you'd like me to look into that, would you?
I would be very grateful.
Okay, well, I suppose this will also have implications for the reception on Saturday night?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I would hope that we could still go ahead with it, but it'll have to be on a reduced budget.
Well, we were planning for 80 people. Could you give me an idea of what you have in mind now?
Could we say 50? And perhaps you could get us a revised estimate. You know, the cost of a smaller stand at the exhibition, just 2 hotel rooms, and a low-key reception.
I'll see what I can do. Of course, I'll have to talk to Greg first.
Oh, yes, I understand. But could you fax us the revised budget, say, by the end of the week?
Yes, that should be okay. I'll phone Diane if there's any problem.
That would be best. Goodbye, Helen.
Bye-bye.
New words.
Internal.
Reorganization.
Implication.
Budget.
Revise.
Low-key.
Proper nouns.
Nick Delwyn.
Greg Anderson.
Diane.
2. Pair work. Talking about a business meeting arrangement.
Reference answer.
We're having a meeting out of town tomorrow. Can you make it?
What will the meeting be about?
We're going to go over last quarter's sales figures.
When and where is it taking place?
We're planning at 10 o'clock in Nanxiang Jiading. Is that okay?
Well, the time will be fine, but how can I get there?
We've arranged a bus waiting for the attendees at 8:30 tomorrow morning in front of the People's Square.
Good. I have some input I'd like to give.
Frank is also going to make some suggestions on improving the bottom line.
That'll be interesting. He's got keen insights.
Yes, he's going to outline some new sales strategies.
Will he go with me in the same bus?
I'm afraid not. Our manager will drive by his home and pick him up in passing.
Is Alan attending?
No, he's flying to San Francisco and won't be able to make it.
Shall we stay in Nanxiang overnight?
Yes, I'll confirm our reservations at Guyi Hotel this afternoon, after I make sure of the number of attendees.
Okay, see you tomorrow morning.
3. Text. How to increase attendance for business meetings and events.
How to increase attendance for business meeting and events. The attendance for a meeting is one of signs of successful business meetings. Several steps can be taken to increase attendance for business meetings and events. To recognize that guests enjoy attending events, to create a great agenda, etc. Recognize that guests enjoy attending events. The most important step to overcoming fears about a lack of attendance at an event is to realize that people really do enjoy attending seminars and other events. By attending business meetings, the participant gets a chance to learn new information and interact with peers and leaders in their field. The most successful meetings create a warm, friendly environment for everyone, and that is why they enjoy attending. Create a great agenda. Once hosts understand that people enjoy attending events, it is important to create a program that is worth attending. The agenda should be focused on a single theme and not overwhelm attendees. For example, the following half-day seminar schedule sample considers the meeting attendees' needs. 8 a.m., arrivals and breakfast. 8:45 a.m., welcome message. 9 a.m., keynote speaker. 10 a.m., break. 10:15 a.m., panel discussion. 11:30 a.m., closing remarks. Be sensitive to the calendar and clock. Despite the best agenda, event attendees have preferences as to when they want to attend such programs and when they cannot. Consider the following when scheduling dates and times for your event. Attendees prefer morning schedules for seminars. Tuesday and Thursday are popular meeting days. Avoid holding meetings on Fridays if possible. Avoid scheduling meetings on holidays and the eve of holidays. Be sensitive to attendees' travel requirements for the event. Equally important, establish a reputation for organizers by starting on time and finishing on time. Identify a unique and convenient location. Most business meetings are held in hotels, and that is not so unique. But not all hotels are the same, and hotels are not the only available venues. The main point here is to select a location where your guests want to go. After all, they are basically detouring from their routine and want to enjoy the event. Consider the following factors. Select a venue that is near the majority of attendees. Select a venue where attendees would enjoy themselves. Select a venue that is experienced at hosting similar events. Compile an appropriate guest list. Successful meetings have a specific topic and target audiences for that message. It is valuable to compile a guest list that includes appropriate attendees. Business meetings shouldn't be viewed as a direct mail effort with 1 to 3% RSVP rates. I prefer coaching clients to generate specific lists of targeted attendees, folks who they really want to attend, rates of 50% or better. A final thought about attendees. Try to invite individuals of similar rank and experience to the meeting. Invite, invite, invite. One of the keys to achieving attendance to your meeting is by inviting people early and continue reminding them about the event even if they have confirmed attendance. It's important to generate excitement around the event. Traditional printed invitations are appropriate, and it is now generally acceptable to rely on technology to convey your invitation. Try this approach. Mention the event to guests before sending invites. Send a save the date early in the planning process, paper or electronic. Send a detailed invitation, including agenda highlights, paper or electronic. Forward the detailed invitation again with a personalized note, electronic. Formally call guests and extend a personal invite to the event. More about phone invitations. A physical invitation, whether printed or electronic, is nice, but it shouldn't be viewed as a substitute for a personally extended invitation, unless you are planning a large symposium or convention with 500 or more attendees. This is the step that makes most hosts cringe. They do not want to call attendees. It is helpful to share this responsibility. The guest list of an event is often compiled from contact lists that are maintained by a variety of individuals, and those individuals with the closest relationships to the invitees should extend a direct invitation to their own guests. Send follow-up communications and thank attendees. Since people attend meetings to gather new information, many attendees appreciate receiving additional handouts and materials that may have been referenced by presenters and other folks within your organization. It is an excellent opportunity to share that information with those who attended the event by sending thank you messages. The thank you note and follow-up communication is something that many organizations often overlook, but noticed by guests.
New words.
Attendance.
Participant.
Peer.
Overwhelm.
Preference.
Detour.
Symposium.
Cringe.